A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Happy birthday to Amy Lee. The lead singer of Evanescence turns 40 years young today. And as we join Matt Rausch from TV Insider, I have to say, Matt, good morning, by the way.
Hey, good morning.
I was hoping to never hear the words Peloton and Sex and the City in the same sentence. Can you explain what all the hullabaloo is all about?
Yeah, the great thing here is that Sex has almost nothing to do with Sex and the City anymore. They're now on, in the new series, and just like that, they're in their 50s, and they're pretty much lamenting the fact that those frisky days are mostly behind them. But nonetheless, yes, what happened in the premiere of, this is a spoiler alert, honestly, for those who haven't yet watched this series, the Sex and the City sequel that dropped its first episodes last Thursday, is that a major character passes away shortly after a strenuous workout on a Peloton, and so Peloton decided to retaliate with an ad that recently aired that shows that character very much alive, and they're sort of pushing the idea that Peloton actually makes your heart stronger. It doesn't kill you, and so that is what that's all about. But it was this very much protected twist that is changing the lives of everybody in the world of Sex and the City, especially Carrie Bradshaw, to suffer a major loss, and that carries through what I've seen of the rest of the season. I've seen a few more episodes in, and they're still dealing with this big loss. But the idea that it was somehow seemingly triggered by a workout on a Peloton got Peloton pretty much agitated and said, we have to fight back, and so that's why that ad exists,
gosh.
In case you've seen the ad.
Yeah, it's a clever ad. I know Peloton's stock dropped quite a bit last week after that episode aired. So, yeah, it's crazy times. Hey, tell us about Street Gang and Sesame Street. Not, again, a bit of a disconnect there, but it sounds like that could be a good one, huh?
Yeah, well, Street Gang was the name of this really great book written by a former colleague of mine, Michael Davis. He's a great journalist, and it was the story of how Sesame Street came to be. So Street Gang, the documentary that airs tonight on HBO, uses that same title, Street Gang, but it's really how we got to Sesame Street, and it tells the story of how Joan Ganz Cooney, who was a TV executive in the 60s, and she combined forces with the Sesame Workshop to create this amazing TV show that for generations now, for more than 50 years, has both educated and entertained children largely through the magic of Jim Henson and the Muppets and all of those wonderful characters, but also the adult characters who help children feel like they are being seen. One of the innovations of the show was that it was set on a city street, and including urban and minority youths who are often underseen on television. So the whole idea of harnessing TV's power and its fast pace and its humor and its music to create this show, Sesame Street. So really, how it all came to be is the subject of this documentary that's tonight. It's highly recommended. If you know anybody or ever was caught up in the world of Sesame Street, it's really worth it.
I think most of us were weaned on Sesame Street.
I think you're right.
Hey, Matt, I'm curious. I'm not watching as much network television. I tend to stream at night, mostly Netflix and Amazon Prime. But I'm going to check out, because I'm a car freak and I'm curious, American Auto on NBC. That sounds really good.
It is really good. I've only seen two episodes, and those two episodes air tonight after the big this is the final episode of The Voice before they crown a winner tomorrow, so it's a big lead-in for them. So after this episode of The Voice, they're previewing this new comedy that will be airing in January on NBC. Well, remember, NBC was the home of The Office, and American Auto is very much in that sort of mode, the workplace comedy set in the corporate suite of a struggling auto manufacturer in Detroit. But they've just brought in a CEO who's played by Anna Gasteyer, who you'll remember from Saturday Night Live, and this CEO comes from the world of pharmaceuticals, knows nothing about cars, and so while all the suck-ups are trying to keep their jobs around this sort of clueless CEO, you get a little sense of, like, relationship things happening. There are annoying people, there are endearing people in this workplace, much like the Office in that way. So, it was pretty much laugh out loud humor. So, I think American Auto, it reminds you of the fact that network comedy is still, you know, pretty viable if they're doing it right. And there's still some good comedies on network TV. It is struggling. I mean, network, talk about a struggling industry, getting anybody to watch anything on network television anymore. If they have gotten the streaming bug, it's hard to win them back. Maybe shows like this can do it.
Matt Rausch, appreciate the update. Have a great Monday, sir.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Another look at traffic and weather next.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.